Idolatry. Idolatry and having alternatives to God is as sin of witchcraft. See, all those other things like that, they are a form of rebellion against God. So I'm serving a warning this month. Whatever has been given to you to use that's not in line with faith in the name of the Lord Jesus and walking with the Lord, whether your mom or your dad or your uncle or your auntie gave you to do certain ways, to get certain things, to make your life, I plead with you, remove them. Why? Because him only shall we serve. It's going to get really tough on us. I dedicate this month to worship, to say, him only we will serve. Remember, the devil offered Jesus. Pastor, we are here to worship now. This is worship first. This is first worship. The devil offered Jesus all the kingdoms of this world. Just bow down once and worship me. He didn't say come regularly. All those places people go to and they give them things. They never ask them to come and be worshiping. Just take it once. The devil said to Jesus, take it once. Just, I'm not asking you to come and I'm not asking you to come to my church. Just bow down once. I give it to you. Only once, once. So don't tell me, just like, just one time. No, 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 no. One time is lifetime. If Jesus had bowed down to the devil, we would not be here today. I know you. Some of us have excuses we give for all these things. I am not fighting you. If you believe otherwise, don't come here anymore. Just stay with whatever they are giving you there. Just do that over there. Because you're going to hinder yourself and some of us wondering what's going on. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? He said, him, let's go back to there. Exodus 23, verse 24. Before we worship the Lord. Exodus 23, verse 24. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works. The gods that they were worshiping around Israel, they were not called gods. They were called success formula. They were called enablers. They were called way out. Onabayo. Did they say, they're not worshiping God? Oh. They're not worshiping them. Oh. They just use them as Onabayo. But you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. I was in Ivory Coast. I was coming to Nigeria. My father said, you're going to go to school. We're not going to be there. So he gave me something I should tie around myself. We were not worshiping that thing they just gave me to tie. We're not worshiping. We still go to church. Hallelujah. Receive my worship. Some of us, what we are talking about, you have already passed that stage. But I must not assume. Business could move forward. But I can't have a physical market, I can't have a physical lane, I can't have a physical shopping, I can't have a physical company. Mama, those kind of things, we need to pack them. Those are your prophet friends that do special oil for you. We have to pack them. Of our house. They're not asking you not to come here. But they only ask you to just do that. Let's sing.
Lord, you are worthy. Tell him that no one can worship you for me. And no one can worship you for me.
No one can find my way to God.
All the things you've done, Lord.
all things. He's done so much for us and still do so much, much ahead of us.
No one can worship you.
Sing it again.
You, Lord, you're worthy. You, yes, you are.
You are worthy.
Oh, no one.
Tell him. No one can go from me to you. There's no any shortcut.
And for all the things you've done, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So here's my worship.
Yeah. Here's my worship.
All of my
all
worship.
All of my worship.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Heaven
received. My worship.
Yahweh.
All of my worship.
My act alone for you. Nothing else.
Occupying
the place.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
ah. long as I'm breathing. Yes, Lord. So receive. So receive. So receive my worship. Receive. Bless him in the spirit. I want us to take home this month of July is that worship is negative and positive. You know, the average of us, we just worship God. When we say worship God, it means to come to church, lift up your hands, give some songs, bless the Lord. But really, that's not the primary foundation. Those are the structure of worship. The primary foundation of worship is in learning to turn away. You see, I can't turn to my wife until I turn away from here. Lot of Christians today, they just do add-on. That's why you don't speak. You see, you go out to work. You worship God, tell him, I bless you, I give you everything. You go to work and they said, there's something you have to go and do, some things you have to go and do, and you just keep silent. It's as if you've never known the Lord. You've never, and you come on Sunday, come Tuesday, lift up holy hands, worship, magnify him. But when you are confronted with the negative, you don't deny it vehemently. You don't renounce, you don't refuse it. At best, you keep quiet and you walk away. Whereas those people who are telling you about going to those places, they are evangelistic with it. They talk to you, they push you, they tell you don't answer them, and they come back at you again. Egbon, iti mo so fun yin ojoju lasan lo. But am I worry? That's all you say. You're not worshiping God well. The very first step in worship has been denied. It's like you want to drink water, and the cup is dirty. You can't start with drinking water. You're going to have to clean the cup first. Someone said, I don't like this. It's not what you like. You're not the boss here. He's the boss. Are you hearing me? But it's not what you like. So you can't worship me and take other alternatives. That must be clear. You see, a lot of time, this silence in the presence of whatever is not, and you come to church and open your mouth, he doesn't trust you. He can't trust you. I mean, you know, you are going out with a girl. And when you go out with this girl, among others, when you are with her alone, oh, I love you, my sweetie, my sugar, my bread. And then the other people come around and they say, is this your girlfriend? And then some other girls come and shake your hands and say, oh, I like to go out with you. And then you didn't see anything. You know what girls do? If the girls is cultured at home, it will let them go and then pass on you. Those who are not cultured like that, that have watched African magic all their lives, they will pass on you and the girl. If she has a bottle of acid, why? You are denying me. You know, guys do that. You deny me. You can't. So the Lord is the same way. He wants you to, you have to know how to reject. The fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Is to renounce it. Is to say, no, I'm a worshiper. I worship the Lord. Remember Jonah? Jonah was in the midst of rebellion. He was sinning against God, running away from God. And he slept in the boat, and there was terrible storm. He was going up and down. He didn't say anything. He was sleeping. They woke him up. Let's pray. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. It was getting worse. Then I ask, whoever here is the one responsible? Finally, they picked Jonah by casting lots. Jonah said, I worship the God of heaven and earth. Bible said, everybody feared. Please, take your worship outside the singing in church. Let them know you are a worshiper outside. When they are bringing alternatives, you say, no, I'm not going that way. Why? I worship the Lord Jesus. I magnify God. God is my Father. I want to make some sense today. Pastor, why are you talking like this? That's what the Bible says. See, you have to see this background. It's not just singing, lifting hands, worshiping church. Nobody sees us over here. Those gods don't contend with us here. They contend with us outside there. There are other gods too, like greed. I won't have time for that today. Money is a serious god in our land today. You see, Christians talking, they never say, no, I worship God, I don't worship money. They don't say that. So there must be this renunciation. Let's go. Exodus 2 Chronicles 16. I want you to see people that worship God, what they do, what they did first. We're going to stop soon. We're going to take our communion. I want you to lay this. You have to learn to renounce when they are offering you alternatives. We old Christians, this is what made us who we are today. If you ask any old Christians here that are here, they just say, I'm not going that way. I won't do that. We don't go down there and be negotiating at the table of compromise. Particularly when it comes to all these people offering, and some of them are evangelists. They will come to your office. Massive, Emma will worry, Emma Nawi. And you're just like a dumb animal before them. Exodus 16, are we there? Sorry, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 1. Come and see this man who walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe I should start with his first story. Look at chapter 16, verse 9. Those who are older in the Lord, they know this verse. If I read it now, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Are we there? To show himself what? Strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. The enemy. See, what's happening over here? This man has been loyal to God. In the face of the enemy, in the face of contradictions, he said, I worship Jehovah, no matter what's against me. After a while, he started compromising, looking for other kind of alternatives. And God said, You are doing foolishly here. You are doing foolishly here. This King Asa, let's look at how he started with his worship. Chapter 14. This is King Asa. We just read over there. In verse 1 there, we just saw over there. Let's go. Let's go to 14, verse 1. So Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In his days, can you see it over there? The land was quiet for 10 years. There was no problem. The worship of God was serious. Look at next verse. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Comma. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke them. See, it didn't start with glory to God, hallelujah, God is good. No. It started with destruction first, putting them in their place. My father came to my house years ago. He said, we want to do some sacrifice for my father who died, my grandfather. You know, I told him, I said, Daddy, there's been one sacrifice. Jesus. He's a Baptist elder. That's what is famous in our area here. We combine them together. So talking about Phil, AKG, Astino, Abeko. Some people even worship three gods. They worship Holy Father, Son, and Jesus. You know what he said? If you pray to Father, he doesn't hear you, you try Jesus. If he doesn't hear you, you try the Holy Spirit. No, it's one God. He broke down the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden images. Next verse. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment. Let's go on. What's the next? He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. Hallelujah. I want to serve you notice that King Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Are you hearing me? He removed those things. He refused the kind of gods we are worshiping. So a lot of Christians worship money and they come and lifting up holy hands. Start. But I don't want to go to money area today. I'm talking about the things that have been given to us. All these small things they give us to run our life, you know, because touching you want pray dada, touching you want badra, touching you want bono. I want some of you prophet come to your office. Where do you see in your knowledge of God somebody tying something and giving it to you and call it in the name of God the gospel? Where? So we need to break down those altars, and on purpose. Jesus himself had to do this. Let's go to Matthew 4. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We're going to renew our commitment to the Lord. That's the first thing about worship. I'm putting, you know, have you ever gone to a wedding before? They say, I renounce other girls, but this girl. Am I right? How many of you are married there? How many of you, when you go to the altar, you say, today, where do you plus other guests that are around me? First of all, the priest will say, kill us all. Hallelujah. Matthew 4. Look at it. Verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. It's devil himself. Next verse. And he said to Jesus, all these things I'll give you if you just fall down and worship me. Just take this one. Go can lie le, go can fish no le, go fish akwe, go fish ibise. What did Jesus do? Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. Bible, it's called Message, said, get lost, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only. I want to plead with you today. Stop all this trying to worship God in the midst of others. No, that's only one. Only one Messiah. Only one Jesus. We're going to sing that song next few minutes. I want you to, this is so important. Let's go back to Exodus 23, 24, or 23, 25, 26. Let's read it again. 25 first. We'll come back to this. You shall serve, give us an NIV so we can make some meaning to us. NIV. You shall worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I'll take away sin from among you. You know, it will be back. Next verse. None will be miscarry or be barren in your land. I'll give you a full lifespan. See, every of these things that people are looking for from other gods, God said, just worship me. They're looking for blessing from these other gods. On law school, can you come from February business? That's what they're looking for. Blessing, what to eat, what to drink. And second, when they are sick, they want someone to heal them. They go some places. And miscarriage and barrenness, they have their own special gods and goddesses all over the land. Those who have challenges in conception over here, you know what they have taken you through. Everybody becomes an evangelist for somebody else. You know, that's what they do. And God said, just worship me. Verse 24. Don't bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. See, there are some of these subtle gods today that combine Jehovah with other gods. You know, they combine together. You know, these people today, they don't do that. Babalawo has stopped having Babalawo's place now. They have churches. They call it by name of Jehovah God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? They call it by the name of church and name of whatever their name, prophet or apostle or pastor or something. Are you hearing me? One of the major gods you have to deal with is people you go to find out from God about your life. That's what the gods of the nations do. Israel, don't do that. You want to marry Eloban Wu? You're already marrying a god that is not a god. Are you hearing me? So I want us to make our worship really worship by renouncing other ones and be bold about it before your parents, before your friends, before your colleagues. I worship no other. Don't go before them when they say, let's do Yahoo Yahoo. Come now. Are you not coming? I'm in a laptop. You know? What about your phone? Android, you know that you don't want to do it, you come to church. You say, no, I'm not doing that. I worship God. What does it take? I worship God. What does it take? I worship God. And that's true anyway. Is that not true? Is that not true? Is that not true? Can we just close our eyes and say, God, you alone. You alone. You alone. In the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, in the months ahead, in the years ahead, I dedicate my life, my family, my love, all that I am. Joshua said, who shall you serve? I want to know today. He said, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will worship the Lord. We will not look for any other alternatives. When somebody comes to my house and start talking, I will evangelize them about the good news of Jesus. I'll tell them how my master has been so beautiful in my life. And whatever I don't have, his worship will deliver to me. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Before we sing, you know what I just saw now? I just saw three Hebrew worshippers. I better become a sacrifice on the altar. What happened? God came. The fourth man showed up there. I dare say many of us, that commitment is lacking. You don't want to do it, but you are not affirmative about Jesus and the gospel. Your family members come, say all kinds of things, talk about, you don't put your feet down. I remember somebody here in our midst, Aisha, the mother came and talked. She said, look, my God can work for me. Things may be rough right now. She just stopped. Listen, the mother had some problem on her leg. She laid hands on the mother. The pain left instantly. The mother is a Muslim. She said, she was not a pastor. See, when she talked like that and took the side of God, God took her side. I dare say that many things you are doing in church, they don't work. Because when the rubber meets the road, you don't stand up for God. And he says, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess before my Father. Are you a typical Nigerian who just worship in church and life is different outside here? But we are different. There's only one Jesus. Only one Messiah. There's no alternative. We're going to sing this song that you take. I'd like you to get up on your feet as we round up this today. See, worship, real worship. You shall not bow down before their gods or worship them.
There is only one of you, Jesus.
There's only one of you, Jesus, Savior.
There is only one of you, Lord.
There's only one.
There is only one Messiah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeshua Mashiach.
That's all I want.
There is only one.
There is only one of you, Jesus.
There is only
one Savior.
There is only one of you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There is only one Messiah.
Yeshua.
Yeshua Mashiach.
Option. No other God, no other way. Only one way, only one God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I declare you are my God. You are my God. You are, Jesus said to the devil, away with you. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only, 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 only in the face of the fiery furnace, only before my classmate, only in my family, only in my extended family, only, only, the only. Only one. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And can you open your eyes? And one thing differentiates this God from other God is the God who enters into our suffering. It's not the God who stands up there sending commandment and tell us to follow him. And only God, only heaven knows. No. This is the greatest picture of our God crucified. God, Son, crucified. Enter into our suffering. No other God is like that. One brother, I think he's in church here today, was telling me in my workplace, you see Christians, and they are discussing, and they say, we are Muslim, we are worshiping the same God. You see, that kind of talk will dilute your God kind of faithfulness. Pastor, they are worshiping the same God. Wait. Come, Sister Uchi. Come. Joy, come. Sorry, I want you to see something about standing for God. Come quickly, Joy. How many of you know Joy? You don't know Joy. Just look at her very well. It's our daughter. Listen, if I come here and I said, Sister Uchi is a mother, and someone said, Sister Uchi is not a mother, we are not talking about the same Uchi. Are you hearing me? I mean, you have to be a Yoruba and acrobatic in your mind to say, Mama Uchi and Singu Uchi is the same Uchi. That's Yoruba for you. Omolua Abigongoni. Eba Meji, Unjara Waneyo. Abeko. Mamani, Bawa. Kubima, Bawa. Buena, Bawa. And Ube, Obawambe, Alobigongong. See? Our Father in heaven sent his son. And this other place said, he has no son. They cannot be the same God. Excuse me. I'm not going to call you all kinds of names, but Mommy Uchi and Sister Sengu Uchi can't be the same person.
Ah, Pastor, it is not my fault. The whole thing is just confused.
Otieti, we are born again. Let's get you right first. Can you lift up your hands? My Father in heaven, thank you that I can serve you and I can worship you. Thank you. Thank you. Today, I declare before heaven, earth, and hell, I'm yours. I know you will bless my food. You are the author of everything. You are the creator of everything. So all the blessings are in your hand. No other God came to the earth like our God. No other God showed up on this planet and took our suffering. Himself bore our sins and our sickness and our pain. He was beaten for our peace. What kind of God that absorbed all our sorrows? And we stand by him. If he stood by us, he came all the way from heaven. And he stood by us. Oh, it would be a shame not to stand by him. And no matter the pain, the suffering, the temptations we face, we know you came down from heaven.
who came from heaven to earth.
Other gods didn't come down. Yes, Lord.
From the earth to my death.
Yes, Lord. He paid our debt. He paid our debt. Let's be bold about it.
From the world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I lift, I lift.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Yeah, Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
Yeah.
One of the side of worship is to make a boast of God. David was worshiping when he told Goliath, "I come against you in the name of the Lord." There was no reason to say that. We are standing in the face of technology, human prowess. Goliath had it all, and David said, "I come against you." That's proper worship. It's more than putting all the drum set together. Real worship is outside there sometimes to say, "I'm going to follow God. Jesus." You know, you can, every other worship, every person can worship well. Our worship is different. It's at the foot of the cross. Sit down. Somebody died for us. Other religions, it doesn't cost their God. It cost us. It cost their followers. You have to follow. You have to see that you do good things and you do you are not worry. So you are the one who pay for it. But this our Christianity, our God, which is the real God, had come to pay. Hallelujah. And what should we say? Our debt has been paid. Praise God. Praise God. And in the same attitude, we are going to the communion now. This is the center of worship in Christianity. That God met us when we were nobody, when we couldn't help ourselves. There was no way people of Israel could have left Egypt. There was no way. It was only by one way, the Passover. When Passover occurred, they passed over. And so, our center of worship. Pastor, what's the takeaway tonight? The takeaway is that my worship is proper when I confess Christ before men. I know it's not easy. To be honest with you, it's not easy. When they ask you, why don't you cheat? Why don't you behave like other Nigerians? They say, our Nigerian, our Emiyato. Oh, Yato. Oh, Yato. It's just the difference is Jesus. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, whatever you do or say in my indeed, whatever you say, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, let's read 1 Corinthians 11. We just read and we come to the communion and we go home. And next week we have Friday again. We have talked about today that the greatest form of worship is to renounce, is to give up all that and say, I'm not going that way. I'm not following you. When men are offering us alternatives. Let's go. Chapter 11, 1 Corinthians. We're just going to read. And it's so beautiful to communicate with today. Verse 23. For I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Same night he was betrayed. Why? Somebody renounced him. He worked miracles with him. That's Judas. Jesus sponsored him, followed him, did miracles, healing, casting out devils. But he just, in the face of, he gave up on Jesus. So there were only 11 that night. Next verse. You know, something dawned on me. 11 players for football for a country, right? And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in what? All tonight we are saying, remember Jesus. I said, remember Jesus. When they tell you, oh, you have to go to that place and do that over there. Mommy is begging you at home. Daddy or uncle is telling you, walking in you go. Take a one can say, see. You have to remember Jesus. That's our proper worship. Next verse. In the same manner, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I mean, this man, Jesus, had gone all the way for us. He died. He said, no man has greater love than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. So on the basis of life, on the basis of love, we owe him. We owe him that allegiance. He died for us. Let's keep reading. So, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Next verse. Therefore, whoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. What does that mean? That means I did the bread, I did the issue, and I didn't let him be remembered. In fact, chapter 10 tells us, 1 Corinthians 10, talking about idolatry again. Look at it. Verse 14. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry, mixing things with Jesus. Next verse. I speak as wise men. Judge for yourself what I say. Next verse, quickly. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break? This sounds like Ogboni, Babalawo. I used to say this, I don't say it anymore now, but is it true? The greatest cult, C-U-L-T, the greatest cult in the universe is the church. My father joined Ogboni, one mole, one take blood, one share blood. But it's human blood. We are sharing the blood of God. You can clap your hands there. We are breaking human, the body of Christ. And there's something in my village, where I was spent some few times in my village, when they worship their gods, they eat around their gods. I've seen it in my village. They will have this procession and they'll be throwing corns. And sometimes whoever eat that corn just starts going to all this frenzy. Just all this frenzy. Sorry for saying this, but it's true. My mother told me that, you know, Buba Wala Dura, oh, and you will be a Latin guy. My grandmother will have a conference every year, and she'll go in the spirit and prophesy and predict things that will happen in the powers of darkness. But we have a better table that supersedes other tables. I've said this before, I'm going to say it now. Professor Ade grew up in a house where God was not a factor. He was going to university. The father gave him 250, another bere on his head. Some with broken bottle, some with blade, some with cutlass, some with axe. When they finished, his head was something else. He had to go back to Yua. Was it Yua? Ekpoma. He started wearing cap, not because it was fashionable. If they open and find what is on the head, everybody will run away. And all that stopped by coming to Jesus. All those powers. It would be ridiculous for prof to be offered that again. No wonder is that so insistent. It would be ridiculous. But we do. Let's read next verse. Break our bread. Go home. For we though many are one bread, one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Next verse. Observe. Israel after the flesh. And not those who eat of the sacrifices, partakers of the altar. Next verse. And what am I saying then? An idol is anything, or what is offered to idol is anything. Next verse. Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons. So that soup, that something, that kenken, that mixture is a sacrifice to demons. So when you take it, you are taking fellowship, you are doing fellowship with them. And I do not want to have fellowship with demons. Next verse. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table or the table of demons. Finally, next verse. Those are my earlier days in the gospel. We used to travel with this group at Adetiloe. Remember him? The end time army team. Adetiloe. We traveled to places to preach. I go to all kinds of places to preach in bush. One of these guys, they were praying for somebody. They prayed. There was no answer. The guy says, there's something in this house. There's something in this house. He searched. They find it. Something given to them. Along with Kaju. Pastor, I'm sorry to be talking like this. It's very embarrassing. But we rather deal with embarrassment well. So I will worship the Lord, my God. Can you lift up your hands before we take the cup and say, I will worship the Lord, my God. And he will bless my bread and my water. My worship of the Lord God will take away from my misery, sicknesses and diseases. Sicknesses and diseases in the days to come. I serve you a notice. I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper of the healer. I'm a worshiper of the provider. That means I will not lack bread. I will not lack water. I will not lack blessing for me and my family. So, Father, as we worship today, we put ourselves in the place of fruitfulness. No longer discouraged. No longer barrenness. We'll be fruitful in every endeavor. We'll be fruitful with our bodies. Be fruitful in our career. We'll be productive on every level in the name of Jesus. Our women will get pregnant and deliver safely. We condemn with all entirety sickness, disease, curses on our food and our water. We condemn and with entirety all kinds of untimely death, miscarriage, and barrenness. Because of our worship, we seal ourselves with Jehovah. who is our fruitful Father. Let's just bless him in the spirit for a few minutes. Let's just tell him in tongues and thank him for this wonderful covenant. Let's appreciate God. Can we have our leaders please come? Our leaders please come. I'm sensing we should have communion every Friday throughout this month. We will have next Sunday again, next Friday we'll have it again. And next Friday, all through this month, because our worship is at the feet of the Master at the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Can help us put off the fan around you so that I won't blow the bread. Just hold on. Take the bread and the cup. Just hold on. He died, shed his blood at the cross. His body was broken at the cross. Paul said, the message of the cross is the power of God. There's no other alternative. No other alternative. Dear Father, we come before you tonight. You gave yourself the best of you. Jesus, our Lord, went to the cross. Body was broken. His blood was shed. And Jesus, I take this cup. We and our family tonight, and we remember you. And wherever we go, we will remember that you are with us. He said, lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. You brought us the Father. You brought us the Spirit. You brought us yourself. So as we take this cup and take this bread, we give thanks this evening. Thank you for giving us proper worship through the blood shed, through the body broken. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's share the bread and the cup. Remember, we remember. Worship involves sacrifice. The first time they mentioned worship in the Bible, it was about Abraham offering a son. And the Father has worshipped, has offered his son so you can come. We remember. Don't eat the bread, just hold it. Don't drink the cup, just hold it till we all get together.
As we drink this cup, we honor you and we offer you our lives as you.
Your sacrifice for us. Covenant with us.
Your covenant with us. We remember
and we worship and
worship you, O Lord.
Lord, we remember.
Remember, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All you've done for us.
Yes, Lord.
And worship you, oh.
Remember, Lord. Remember.
Remember.
Yes, Lord. Have you gotten bread? If you have not gotten the bread or the cup, can you lift up your hands wherever you are? All of us have gotten. Thank you. One more time. We remember.
We remember.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. I want you to listen. Please listen now. I want you to listen. The first time they used the word worship in the Bible was in Genesis 22 when the Lord said to Abraham, offer your son, your only son, the one you love. And he took his son on the way. He told them, I'm going to worship. So worship, sacrificing son, is in that melee. And so this is why it's so important, this moment of worship, that the father offered his son. That's what made us to count him worthy. It's uncontrollable love to offer his son. But God gave us a picture of this under the Old Testament. He told Pharaoh, if you don't let my firstborn go, I will kill all your firstborn. So he told Israel, take lamb and kill the lamb. Listen very carefully. He said, take the animal, roast it, don't cook it, eat it. And then second, put the blood by the lintel. So when I see the blood, it doesn't see the flesh. The flesh is eaten. So first of all, we are going to eat this bread. That means we receive strength from the death of Jesus and his life. He said, a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. So Father will come with this bread. Not just bread, but a point of remembrance. So tell yourself, I remember Jesus now as my Savior, as my Lord, as my Master, as the one who is the way to the Father, as the one who gave me the Spirit, as the one who makes me a child of God. Jesus, I appreciate you. I deeply appreciate your work. And I take this moment to remember you as I eat this bread. Let's eat it. Hallelujah. Let's take the cup in our hands. I want us to do something with the cup that's different tonight. No, we are worshiping for blessing of our food and water, and taking away from our sickness and diseases, miscarriage, barrenness. God told Moses, when I see the blood, what will happen to the Egyptians won't happen to you. He said, there have been wailing and crying all over every family in Egypt. But not even a dog will bark in the land of Goshen where Israelites did. We are living in dangerous times. But as you take this cup, I want to tell the devil, you are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever you want to offer to the world in my life, you are stopped by the blood of Jesus. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I'm not overcoming you by my own circumstances and my genetic makeup. So I declare with my mouth, I'm a worshiper of the Lord my God, and he's blessing my food and my water. The Lord is taking from my midst every form of sickness and disease. Miscarriage and barrenness, they are not my story. Full lifespan is my story, because the Father shed the blood of his own son on my behalf. I declare today, Jesus is the Lamb of God. His blood shed for me, his body broken for me. I accept that and nothing else. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the offering of yourself. Let's drink the cup. Can we get up on our feet? He says, as often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes, right? I want you to proclaim. Proclaim means to speak out. Can I have the keyboard off or whatever you want to play? I want you to speak with me. I'm going to say certain words. Just join me and say it after. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. He died on my behalf. He was buried on my behalf. He rose again on my behalf. Therefore, I am no longer under condemnation. I am justified. I am made righteous. Because of his body broken for me, I have what it takes. I have his resources. I have his nourishment to go through life, not as defeated, but as an overcomer. I declare with my mouth, Jesus is Lord over my life, over my circumstances, over all that concern me. I declare with my mouth that the blood of Jesus is sufficient for me. Whatever want to attack me, I declare the blood on your face. I declare the blood of Jesus. I plead that blood. That blood is speaking better things concerning my life. And that better things, they are coming to pass day by day. I say with my mouth, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days I have left on this planet, goodness and mercy I allowed every day of my life. That means blessing on my food and on my water. Sickness, no longer health is my portion. Fruitfulness in the name of Jesus and a full lifespan, I declare with my mouth. Now stop. You know, this morning I woke up, something usually bothered me. One of my friends brought it up. Where was God when Abel, when Cain took the thing and started smashing his brother? Man was worshiping God, right? Where was God? And smashing, and smashing, and smashing, and smashing. And he died. After I buried him, walked away, God now came. He said, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, but Lord, where are you? What are you? Where? But you know, the Lord told me this morning, don't be wrong. I said, you know, when I read that over the years, I have this picture in my mind. Whatever happened to Abel will happen to all of us. You hear me? The Lord showed me, he said, don't confuse the matter. If you look at the story from Genesis, after Adam was created, to the time of the flood, no other righteous man died like that. They lived 900 years, 950 years, 960, 69, Enoch 365 before he left here. He said to me, don't make the exception the rule. Don't make the exception the rule. He said, some people have made up their mind to be a martyr. They've determined to die. And I remember one of my friends, Pastor Henry, he got a missionary friend who was ready to die. He will walk into the north and said, I really want to. They did everything. He asked his wife. He just said, it's going to. If you check, look at Revelation. They wrote there that the number of those who will die until they are fulfilled, the master will not come. With judgment. So, please, when you see things happen, that is the exception, not the rule. Do you hear what I just said? You know, I was only looking at Abel. God said, what about Seth? What about Lamech? What about Noah? And all these men enjoyed the blessing of God. So please tell yourself, I am not the exception. If you are the exception, you will choose it. You know you are choosing it. There was a man called Polycarp. He said, I want to go and die for Jesus. He left Ephesus and traveled to Rome and said, I want to die for Jesus. They begged him on the road. He said, no, that's where I'm going. When he got down there, the Roman soldiers tied him up and they said, Uncle, Papa, refuse this. He said, light your fire. I want to see myself born as a sacrifice to the king. Am I making some sense? That does not mean God won't fulfill his promises for everybody else. Can we just hold on? Boys, can you just hold on? Can you just hold on as we round up? So that's sacrifice. So the blood of Jesus is enough for us. Are you hearing me? Somebody here? We are going home now. Remember to yourself, I worship the Lord my God. He will bless my bread and my water. In the days ahead, he will take from my midst sickness and disease. Miscarriage, barrenness, no longer my portion. Full lifespan from God is mine. Can you take your neighbor's hand? It is the blood that makes us whole. Makes whole. It is the blood that makes us whole. It is the blood.
It is the blood.
It's the blood.
It is the blood.
It's the blood.
It is the blood that makes us whole.
That set me free. Sing it that way as we go home. It is the blood that set me free. Set us free. That set us free. It is the blood that set us free. It's the blood of the sacrifice. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. It is the blood. Please return your cups. Next Friday, we are going to meet again. Tomorrow morning, business breakfast. Don't forget, those who are in business, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. It's the blood, yeah.
It is the blood that sets us free.
It is the blood.
It is the blood.
It's the blood of Jesus. It is the blood. It is the blood. One more time. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood.
It's the blood.
It's the blood.
It is the blood that has set us free.
It's the blood.
It's the blood.
It is the blood.
It is the blood that
thank you.